Video feed abruptly cuts off after Joe Biden grabs mic, rambles about DEI. By Wendell Hasebo on July 10, 2024. The video feed of President Joe Biden's campaign event at the American Federation of Labor and Congress of Industrial Organizations, AFL-CIO, headquarters on Wednesday abruptly cut off after the president snatched the mic and rambled about diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI. Biden met with union leaders amid worries about his political viability following his infamous debate performance. During the campaign pitch, Biden slurred his words many times while speaking about giving people a fighting chance in his economy with soaring inflation. "Not a joke," Biden told the crowd to applause. "They are warning me not to take too much time with you all today in terms of talking," he said before his next scheduled event with NATO leaders. "We are in a better position than anyone in the world to own the remainder of the 21st century because of union labor. I am serious," Biden said before handing the mic to the union official standing next to him. After the union leader mentioned diversity in Biden's cabinet, Biden grabbed the mic. "I promised I would have a cabinet that would look like America," Biden said, taking the mic in his hand. "More minorities, more women, more labor. I'm serious. Think about it. That's who we are. That's why we're strong. We're diverse. We're strong." The video abruptly ended. Biden, whom special counsel Robert Hur described as an elderly man with a poor memory, struggles to participate in unscripted donor events, the Wall Street Journal reported, and is often helped by aides who remind him of information. 72% of registered voters believe Biden does not have the mental and cognitive health to serve as president, a CBS News/YouGov poll found in July, up 7 points post-debate. Biden suffers from atrial fibrillation, peripheral neuropathy in his feet, and hyperlipidemia, according to his annual physical by physician Kevin O'Connor. The health challenges might explain why he struggles to remain upright. Biden tripped, tumbled, and stumbled at least 5 times during his presidency. Crash landing. Biden falls at U.S. Air Force Academy commencement. In January, Biden met with 3 doctors, according to the New York Post's John Levine, O'Connor, Dr. Kevin Kinnard, a Parkinson's specialist from Walter Reed, and Dr. Johnny Atwood, a cardiologist from Walter Reed. Biden implemented a strategy of walking to and from Marine One with multiple aides to draw less attention to his physical ailments, Axios's Hans Nichols and Alex Thompson reported in April. Biden also began boarding Air Force One from the shorter steps at the rear of the aircraft instead of the taller staircase at the front. Biden does not wear typical dress shoes with his suits. He wears a specially crafted sports shoe to help him walk, a typical wardrobe change for the elderly. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.